Hey, it's your girl Mallory. Welcome back to Amplifying Progress, a hub for transformation towards well-being, where folks who've created new possibilities share their insights one healthy conversation at a time. Today we're talking transformation. What's in the word and how it's different from change. You know I love words. To me, transformation is about creating something entirely new from what you got. Like alchemy. And change means trying to improve or differ from the past. And to me, the notion of change and changing puts us in a disempowered relationship with the past. Have you ever heard the phrase, what you resist persists? Yeah, I realize that resisting the past is what makes its conditions persist in life, episode after episode, and that show can get tired. Expired. It's almost 2020 and we're all ready for something new, right? So let's get real. For me, resisting my past meant running away. If I didn't look at it, it didn't exist and it couldn't hurt me. Dysfunctional, right? I traveled the world running and it was wild. I had some fun, but I was avoidant to the max when it came to family, intimacy, finances, friends. Getting real about my food, thought patterns, addictions, you name it. We can talk about it because there's nothing left to hide. It took everything falling apart to land on a firm enough foundation. And I mean rock bottom. I mean like made of granite. A hard place where I had no choice but to be still and listen. To face the music, to face myself with compassion and responsibility, to release that old programming and give myself permission to experience something new. Instead of attempting to change the past, running from one situation to the next, inevitably replaying the same plot over and over again, just with different characters, you know, I just accepted who I was, where I was, and gave my nervous system the chance to chill out, to quit the hypervigilance and rest. And in that space, I reconnected with my art. I returned home to community with open arms. And I began to remember my sense of self. I remembered where I came from. I remembered the hopes and the prayers my ancestors held when I was just a dream. And now I get to be here. I get to be here and work on transformation. What? It's an extraordinary opportunity we all get. And the question always remains, well, what she gonna do about it? You know? It hasn't been easy examining and resolving my traumas, restoring integrity where it's been divided, navigating systems of oppression, and adulting, but it's worth it. Because I get to invent new conditions for thriving right where I'm at. I get to create new possibilities and create commitments that leave me fulfilled at the end of the day and then excited to get up the next day. And that's the work. This is it. That's transformation. Creating something new. And I'm so grateful to amplify progress of it by listening to people who are on their journey too. You know they earn their wisdom, and we could learn so much from their practice, their business, their purpose, how they be. You might be that person who's made a stand for something and created something new. And in that case, how you be? How you be? I'm curious. I really would love to know. I think it would benefit so many people to hear your voice. I'm out here building community, no cap. A team so fire, everybody stays warm, you know? Because that's the world I see for us. My last name is Masakupan. In Tagalog, it means to encompass. And it's all love. I get to heal sharing it with you. So thank you for being here. Okay, that's what I got on this topic. Change is a function of the past, governed by the conditions that created the past. And the loop will keep on going until one stops trying to change the past and just accept that it happened. Then we're free to transform and create something entirely new, untied to the past. Like a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly, it doesn't just grow wings. It turns into goop in that chrysalis. Like, it offers its whole being up to an entirely new organization of DNA and becomes virtually unrecognizable. So are you saying that I gotta turn into goop to create something new in 2020? No, I mean, do what you gotta do. Though I'd say this new decade is up for design. And I'm putting this one in the books for the next generation. In the shower the other day, I was thinking about Nene. You know, my inner child, future child archetype. And this hook came out of me that I'm going to leave you with. I'm taking care of my soul child, my baby. I'm taking care of my soul child. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you, you, you. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you, you, you. I'm taking care of my soul child, my baby. I'm taking care of my soul child. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you, you, you. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you, you, you. I'm here with you. Until next time, it's your girl, Mallory. If this podcast spoke to you in any way, leave me a message or share it with a friend. Let's keep the conversation going.